So now the oneness of the world is built in love of another.
Yeah, you know, she was reading that from there about a journal, and Baba had told you all not to read. Let you read that? I mean, did you all...
What?
When those Meher Baba journals would come out.
Yes.
Did you all get copies?
Yes, but we didn't have much time to look through it. Some missing this. But we didn't go through it. It would be well.
With
cooking and walking and all that. And Baba came. You had to be with Baba. Very busy.
No, I thought he told you not to
read. Had your own personal thing and all that. You just got through it.
No, I thought Baba had given you that order not to read. I was wondering if
this... No, not read. And that time he gave
let you read.
A little before the Westerners came, Baba gave me. I can't read any other books. There were some comics in a paper. Yeah, children's. Schoolgirls, children. Now, what is it called? Comics.
Girl Crystal.
No, girls, schoolgirls, schoolgirls. Magazine for schoolgirls or something like that. Yes, girls in the school and how they are. Those books to come to Baba say I can read those. As in my first book I read, otherwise for how many, 10 years or more, I didn't read or write. Writing was not allowed, but reading them, these books. Then these books came out after Norina, they came, Elizabeth. And they were working in the office. Means, where the two girls that
Kaifabas come
and these things were written and other articles, very lovely books. Very few they wrote journals, but very few.
Mm-hmm.
Before them, also, there was a Parsi who wrote a Baba journal.
Mayor Message.
Mayor Message.
There's two.
Yeah, he was
first. Was that in English?
Mayor Gazette.
Stopped and then. Westerns wrote.
But you must have heard Baba give those. I mean, they would print those discourses, but you must have been there when Baba was actually.
Yes, sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would get to fetch food for Baba, maybe, and Noina sent me asking Baba something. Also, Elizabeth, Noni.
Yes.
When everybody was called, that's when Baba would say a few things. I don't give it points, suggestions.
But it's amazing how little time you do have. I mean, just in India, cooking is a full day.
Takes so long.
Yes.
No, because you've got to wash everything, clean everything, each grain of rice.
Why? Because you don't get everything, like Western,
clean.
In the West, they're all in a plastic bag, clean.
Sterilized.
So it's clean, everything's clean, that's clean, everything clean. In the old time, we didn't have these, what do you call it? Cold storage and all that.
Mm.
Chickens clean nothing. Mm. At home, I remember my grandmother cleaning this chicken. No,
I done
that. We used to go to school. You know, she's come here, child, come here, girl. She's going, my cousin, come here, children, come see and see how the chicken has to be. Sometimes there'll be a time when you'll have to clean chicken. You must learn from now. You say, yes, honey, and you watch it, and slowly you get run away.
Chicken, you mean?
We had to do everything ourselves, hand labor, whatever you call it. No servant. My granny and my aunt, both of them used to cook. That's another story. What I want to say is, as you say, it's very difficult because rice has to be clean. Door has to be clean, and there's not one kind of door, two, three, four kinds of doors, and it's a different kind of door. Lentils, everything has stones in it, and I don't know what rubbish there is. No, everything is clean.
In the West, Mary,
it's time.
In the West, you get all the spices already ready, powdered.
Ready, powder. No, here, my Nadia does herself, she knows, and so it's very nice to have it fresh at that time. And then you have a grinding stone. Then our maids, they grind that masala, we call it spice, on the stone, very nice. And then you sieve it, and then you fill the jars, and that lasting for 2 years, so good. But the spice not used every day. Certain doors only. Curry you can't use that. Only in certain doors you use it. So it's very nice. Whoever has this spice door at our place, they always say, it's very good. It's so different. Same door we cook at home is not like this. I said, the spice is freshly made here. That is why you get spice from the shops. It's not real nice, good stuff. Fresh. And nowadays, everything is adulterated. What to do? But we see that we get pure oil from the, what do you call it?
oil.
Vitamin oil.
What do you call that?
The little oxen goes round and
press.
The oil press. Yeah. And the oil comes. It's very fresh we get from there. And there's one in the Nagar City also. Gavi yesterday had got one box or bottle, whatever.
Yeah.
From here. And Nagar also, you can get from fresh from the Ghani. You say Ghani means this grinding place where they make the oil, you know?
Press.
It's very primitive way they do it. Oxen goes around and these things are crushed and on the wall and there. But you said, where am I going to get more? Like, oh yeah, I've got a cough. I'm coughing. There's, you know, you must be. Well, Baba said, this body is not permanent, but you must look after it because you is
God.
It's this medium between two. Yes, we have come to love God in this body and to realize him. That this very. God seems very near. God is very near, but very far. It's Baba says, so near, I'm near to you than your own breath, Baba says.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't see him. The time will come, Baba. His grace will be as each one, is due to each one, Baba will give. Baba said, my grace will be. And for some rights, you know, you will see me, you will hear me. When that will that be, we don't know. At least I won't be in this body again. I'll see from up there what's happening. Yes?
You'll already be with him.
What? I'll be with Baba, of course. I won't. I don't care. What I want to say, serve Baba, cooked for him, slept his whatever room and his compound and washed his clothes, everything. So we then what he could, and we were young, 16 years old, I was right, when I came to Baba. Now I'm over 70, so it doesn't matter. Even if I'm over 80, I've had my days. New things of Baba in my young days. So it's okay. However, go down. That does not count, it doesn't matter. As you say, both great, thori day. Have you heard that expression? Both means much. Much is gone and little is left. Means many years have gone and few years are left now. Yes. My granny, she died at 90. I hope I won't be 90, but I don't want to be so old.
Yes.
This big tottering.
We'll have a nice chair for you, Mira.
Yes. Baba Jan was 120 or 30. She was so beautiful.
You so can beautiful. Tell, even from photographs, I'm sure she was even more beautiful.
She never had a bath, but you believe it was clean as a rose petal.
Were
so
her clothes clean?
Beautiful, the hands.
Were her
very
clothes?
Clean and beautiful. And road by the roadside, they were. By the roadside, with the, at that time there were no cars and buses, of course, with the tumble. A main road, and dust flying, all that. And yet, she washed her head, nothing happened, she was just beautiful. The divinity was so great.
She never cut her hair either. It looks short.
No, short hair. Or long hair.
Curly?
Yeah, not curly. Wavy.
Wavy.
She never combed them. Ah, now people are coming. I never can make a man or a woman in the middle.
It's a woman. It's a morning. She's from Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's morning.
Day Baba.
Mary used to sit out under the stars with Baba.
Yes, massage his feet, his toes. After Baba had his nights, we got supper, dinner, we got supper.
Either.
We don't have many names for that. We say bono means food to come and eat food. Yeah. And night food. Meru?
You want to?
Can you see this bathroom door is shut? It's so good inside. I have a morning bun for you. I'm a bathroom. Bun cow, kid. Yes. Hello, how are you? You cannot play anymore.
Yeah.
There are more people now.
You like horses. Did you ever see polo played?
Yes, in Hyderabad, from Polo. Not from near, from Polo. We were in the car. I'd love to see it, but it's very beautiful. The horsemanship is so beautiful.
Yeah. Actually, it's the same thing. They try to put that ball in a goal.
Yeah, I think so.
With mallets.
But it has to be the goal.
Yes, the goal.
But there are two parties and all that. Then this party has the ball and the other one horseman.
One goes one way, one goes the other.
Very risky also.
Yeah.
Very risky. The horse and man could fall down. Such sharp turns they take. Polo ponies are trained and they're quite different lot. They're not used for other, just for polo days.
Yeah.
But the horses know how quick to turn when and all. They're so strong that way. It's very beautiful, Baba. I love games, you know, especially horses, you know. But I don't like this bullfight. That's the worst thing in man.
Who does?
Man is the cruelest, and he can be the most compassionate and most loving, and yet he can be the most cruelest one on earth. How would you be?
But the bull gets even. When the season starts on some holiday, they run the bull through the streets, and all the men there in Spain, because they have to show how manly they are, all the men in the city, they gather there, and the bull runs, and you try to run to the sides or, you know, something to avoid the bull. But every year, a few people get killed because the bull charges some people. But you have to show your courage, that you're a man, that you'll be on the street.
You played it.
You
played it in school? That's good. I used to play it, but I was what they call a bench warmer. You know, the person that sits on the bench. And then when someone gets tired, then they put me. Because I was on a team where the girls were very tall and very strong and knew they had been playing for years.
In school, no?
Yes, in school.
Yeah, they have matches also, basketball match. And then they're swimming on the swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's so very beautiful. From this end to beyond Mandi's house, so very, very long, broad, and beautiful. And two or three broad, what do you call, pipes?
Yeah.
And how the water flows in. And the swimming pool is blue and all like waves in the water. It's very beautiful. To that depth is maybe about 20 feet deep, I don't know. And there they do this diving. Of course, we didn't go at the time when there were other people there. But Baba had the Mandi take permission that we girls go and swim there. But we didn't know swimming. Yeah. It's good, the first part is
shallow.
So we would go. Venture, how is it? Be brave to go up here. They said, Margaret, hold me, Margaret. Just to have fun, anyway. But Mani said to one of the girls, you know, she was also an Iranian girl that in Lahore, she stayed. She's a very strong, good swimmer, and young girl, she's not married, is it? And Mani said, you look after me. Yes, now they're all busy. Now you hold me and hold my this thing, shirt like that. And while I'm swimming, yes. And she said, yes. So this girl was holding money, so okay. And then by that time, someone on the parapet, somebody spoke to this girl who was holding her, this new girl. So this new girl started talking to her and saying something with her hands, and she let go of money. Money went straight down the bottom. When she turned around, Mani, where are you? And Mani, poor thing, she was struggling in the water, and then of course Mani came up. So this is the way you hold me, and this way, why didn't you go up? My girl said, I didn't know you can't swim a stroke. Mani could swim, and there she was holding her like this. Let her go, and she went straight down. Mani said, I was sweeping the floor. Mani, she didn't know to swim very till very late. But once she knew, then she was good swimmer. She had longer hands and legs, she was faster. But I knew first.
Margaret Crass.
Then Katie and then Mani.
Margaret Crass told me that you learned very quickly and swam very well.
Yes.
Exceptionally well.
Yes. But then Mani, later when Mani knew, then she also was very good at it. But she took time. Maybe a heavy boat or something. Mani never got a balance on water.
Not floating.
Maybe that's something to do with the air.
It just would go down.
No, they did testing, like a very small percentage, like 2% of the people don't float. It's mostly everybody will just float in the water naturally, but some people's bone structure is such that they go to the bottom of water.
Exactly,
exactly.
Like
I think it's proportional.
Yeah.
Anyway, Irene could learn first, you know, when how we started to learn, they tell you. We never knew swimming at home, of course, nothing at school, common school, very strict, no swimming, nothing. And other places, so not St. Helena. I was in St. Helena also, and Convent of Jesus and Mary. Then I came to St. Helena, no swimming pool. Never mind, we didn't even think about it. Yes, we didn't think about it. And so, and then we came to Baba, because all very different, very strict and all that. Then after many years and years, then we went to Lahore, not Lahore, this is called Karwa Lahore. In the blue bus we were traveling, but it was not blue bus trip, it was not second time trip. So we went to Karwa, very beautiful place, you know, seaside and all, but not straight, beach, it's not interesting at all. Lovely, very huge bay like this, and the waters came in the sea, you could see the ocean. But the waters came in and the breakers, you may call them, the waves, very gently they break the waves. Very beautiful, because so strong. So Baba and we stayed in a nice house here, and there was a little compound, you know, and then the main road. Main road, completely empty. Just a fisherman or a fisherwoman went by. It was outside the town. So, what happened? Yes, then Baba would take us for a walk. We were women all the time in the house. We never went out. So Baba would take us for a walk. We went quite for a long way, like on the main road. But in front of our house, on the main road, beyond that, a little space, and then the beach, you could see the ocean from our house. But we couldn't approach it because there was no way of approaching it. We had to go on the main road a little bit, and then lovely shady trees that are called pine trees. But those are pines that grow in the sand, tall trees, needle, what do you call it?
Japanese
needle.
Pine.
Needle. Yes, needle. The leaves are like, very bright. Anyway, needles. It was a little lovely, soft, and then Baba took us, Baba showed, Mandi must have shown Baba, I don't know. Anyway, Baba took us a beaten path through this wood, shady, very lovely, shade, the tree, and we went through. We did not know we were coming to this thing. As soon as we came out of the trees, lovely beach and the ocean, so beautiful, and you know, a bit far away like this, you could see hill, you know, like Baba's hill, even a little bit bigger and taller, maybe in the ocean, hill in the ocean, very lovely. One hill had a church on it, yes, a church, and very lovely. We went rowing then, but the church was not used, but why it was there, we don't know, but. You know, things were removed and all that. The crucifixion was not there, nothing. Only a few broken down things, you know, benches or something. And we went to the lovely atmosphere. Baba special took us to that. But this time not. We were only on the beach. And Baba said, you look around, you may gather shells, or you know, stand, talk, or walk. You do what you like. But Baba's going to have his walk. So, Baba's going to walk. So we said, fine, Baba. Then we all had some. Us talked together, some walked. So Baba had his walk, and then Baba came back. Baba said, come on, we'll go home. So we went. And when as we were going, and the shady, what do you call it? The shade of the trees, they were walking through. Before the main road came, we were in the middle of this forest. Then Baba heard a giggling sound. And giggling means talking and sort of saying something. And you know, you shyly laugh like that. So that is how Katie and Mani were talking, and Baba was saying, oh my God. Then I knew they were going on. Baba turned around, Baba said, what are you talking? What is that you were laughing and saying? Because they were saying softly. So So Mani and Katie came forward, Baba. We thought the sea is lovely sea and all that, nice quiet place. We would like to learn swimming.
Yeah.
I was like, want to learn swimming? Yes, Baba, it's so nice over here. And the Westerners know how to swim, they were good teachers. Baba looked around here and Baba looked at me and said, if Mera wants to learn to swim, if she says yes, then only you all can swim. Mm. Ma, I never even thought, give a thought to want to swim. Why should I, Baba? I never thought of, never mind. But Katie and Mani would say, Mera, say yes, Mera. Why isn't I? No, I didn't want to say it because in my mind I was to say no, and yet they wanted to learn, and so for that sake, I said, yes, Baba, all right, Baba. But I don't care for it, but I will. So I said, all right, tomorrow. You can see, you should have seen us how we, when we went home after having a lunch and all that, and Baba went to Mandali, Baba used to go always to the Mandali, most of the time with the men there. So all of them, they were like crazy. What to wear for swimming? We didn't have a swimming costume, how are we going to swim? It was very, very funny, and what? Each one appeared on the beach and seen funny. Then this girl, what's her name? Irene Below, Swiss girl. She called me in her room and said, I know, you wouldn't like to wear legs and all. You're not used to it all these years. You're all looking at it. Come, I'll show you my slacks. You know, they're very lovely. Switzerland, they're made. And all she said, nice thing. Mm-hmm. All that you see. She was a tall, big girl, and this side, took it anyway. It was very nice, but it was maybe warm woolen thing, but it was machine. It was machine, you know, done machine, not hand done. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was very lovely. I said, oh, it's a very good idea, no? So I was prepared for it and all. Then when we went to the beach, and Baba said, Margaret and Irene, I think. Margaret and Irene below, they had to look after me and Kitty and some other persons, so on. We all told money, other person. Anyway, we were taking the water, and the water moving along, was not used to it, and we said, oh, Margaret, wait, and I was to hold her here. Yeah, and somebody said, don't hold me here, don't move. I said, but I'm feeling all lost here, please wait, and so on. Then they said, but you know, a crab may bite my toes, and they said, there are no crabs here, come on. But we, the position on the water, and you must now like this, you know, swim 1, 2, 3, breathe hard and whatnot. When we went home, then, you know, after 20 minutes or half an hour, I don't remember, Baba said, come on out, Baba, clap. They used to hold a nice big, there are many of us, 20 or something, so the other. So all of them were in the water, only myself, Katie, and Manny. So my, so when we came out, the other women all used to hold a big, you know,
sheet,
yes. And that we changed and all that, and then we come. And then Baba said, tomorrow also, so tomorrow, next day also we went. And, but this time what happened was, when we went home, Margaret said, you have to learn on when you're on the ground. She said, how did you learn on the ground? So we said, yes, you pillows, big pillows, and yes, on your tummy, and so you'll be above the ground, and then you can 1, 2, 3, work your legs together and your hands together. 1, 2, 3. And when I had money, practiced in this warm place, and you can imagine, we perspire and all that, that's enough. We go to the other room and see what the others are doing. So when we went to the other room, it was such a funny sight. There's so many of them. All had pillows under their tongue. And all we did 1, 2, 3. And the elderly women also doing that. It was too funny. I said, Baba, I said, Mani, it's like a crazy house, you know. And we practiced quite some, and we were quite confident. And when we went to the water, we didn't want to. But for 4 or 5 days, Baba let us practice what you call practice swimming. Then one day, Baba said, now from tomorrow, tomorrow you all have to do 10 strokes, and then from after tomorrow, then no more. Wow. No more swimming, not coming on the beach, no more. Oh, all right, Baba. Then Margaret and I, do I know how to swim? What will I do? 10 stroke, how will I do? But Margaret said, you know how to swim, Mera. You keep concentration and all, you know. But your legs get heavy with that. What do you call this?
Trousers.
Yeah. They are heavy, that's where they're going down. I said, there's no other solve the problem. There's no other way around this. Yeah, it has to be like that. So Mama said, never mind, come on. So that day we went on the beach, and Baba said, nah, stand here, and I said, one, two, so do your 10 strokes. So Margaret took me very first up. Margaret and Irene, I think, out of my desk, all the water was all up to here, and I was drowning. No, no, deep breathe, yes, and come on, and that is, Margaret knows a very beautiful way of giving you confidence. Mm. So, she put me, gave me a position of water, of course, that I couldn't do myself, and said, now, take care, now, when Baba comes, you do the strokes, and don't fear, don't be like this scared, just be brave, and strike out like this, and she gave me all, it's a nice way of talking, she has to give me courage. So I said, yes, all right. And then she let me on the water, and then Baba said, one. Baba clapped, and someone else said, one. Then I went like this, one. The water was here. So one, the water came here. Two, the water came here, and I was down. Fifth stroke. Yeah. I was bottom of the sea. They pulled me out. And she said, Baba, please? Baba says, very good. So it's true what I'm saying, Baba says, very good. Come on, because Baba wants not to come tomorrow, so he said, very good. So I was very happy, fine, then Baba was happy. Baba, what would you call it? Please, so I came out, I was changing my money, no, Katie was changing second. Katie did the same, one, two, three, four, five, and down. And then money was also held in water and all that. And when Baba said one, money went down. Not even one stroke yet. Margaret said, no, Baba, she doesn't know swimming at all. Holding there to catch money. And then the sea was very deep, that all find money where she's money was struggling out, all wet, the water in ears. And anyway, we went home. And Baba says, what is this? Why not? Money knows, yeah, there's at least five strokes somehow. Mother said, no, Baba, she has no balance, and she does not draw at all. She can't swim at all, Baba. So Baba said, all right, I'll give her 2 or 3 days more, alone money with your Westerners, 2 or 3 of the Westerners will come and teach her. So they alone came on the beach, but still money did not know. Then later, when we were in another place, then we learned a little bit of swimming, not in Karwal. But Karwal's introduction to us in the water is very easy to be in salt water. Salt water holds your weight.
Yes.
But in sweet water, is difficult. So when we went to Hyderabad, no, Lahore, we went. And there was this Baba, then we went for some time in Lahore. So Baba himself remembered them. He said, you all want to practice swimming? He said, yes, Baba, and money. So that time it happened that we went to different 2 houses. Katie and the whole other, all, many there were, and everybody was there in another house. We were with Baba in this house, you know, Margaret, Kitty, Rano, Mani, Meru, myself, and Balu, yes, Mavs, and called Margaret, yes, we were about 7 or 8 of us, Baba in this house. All the others were in the other house, you know, all others, Mansari and the others, I don't know who they were. Pidamai was there, some Mohammedan girl was there, Hindu girl, and there was Iranian Parsi all there. So they used to cook the food there and they send the food over here because not very far away.
Mm.
But what happened, we went to the swimming pool, Baba had this Parsi person who had a car, his two Baba lovers, so came with his car, Baba went to the car. Baba asked him if there is a swimming pool, easy to be in.
Which is nearby.
Yeah, nearby. So he said there is school somewhere, but we were 7 miles out of town, you know, where we were staying. There were new houses being built. It was to be called Garden Town or something like that. But there were only 2, 3, 4 houses were built, very beautiful, but it was outside the town, so we were very far away. So this Parsi went and found out that there's a school and they have agreed to lend us their swimming pool. But not when the children are outside, when they're in the classrooms, then it only becomes. So we had to go there 3 and half past 3, and by the time it is 4:30, we have to leave the grounds because the children are out, we must not be there. So then there was a European lady, Mrs. Richards also. European means English lady, British, English woman, a young woman with her little daughter like that, they used to come. And there was a lovely little tent pitched there near the swimming pool, lovely. trees, very shady all around the swimming pool. It's very lovely, nice and shady. Shading, but not shade. Then that pool was not very broad. It was from here, from this wall to this wall, that broad. And it was here from the yellow wall. It was medium pool. Very nice. Then Margaret told me to go in first, so I went in. And even those heavy things, I just swim right across. Margaret said, see, you knew it all. And all that. So anyway, then Mani did not know. So Margaret would make Mani practice. And so after about 8 days or more, then Mani knew breaststroke and all that. And then Baba stopped us going to the school. And then Baba asked for this very big swimming pool where the other house could women go. Could go also. Because here I and Mani alone were going.
Yes.
With Margaret. Sometimes Kitty came, but mostly all Margaret came. And so the other housekeeper, they also, Baba had to engage a big bus because we didn't have the blue bus there. We had to have another hired bus, and all the other house women and we all got on that bus. And we're all going now with our swimming costume. It looks so funny. But very nice. There's a lovely swimming pool, as I told you. Oh, lovely water. It's so fresh. All the fresh water pushed in, and from that side, maybe state water's coming. I don't know what was happening, but it was very beautiful. And so on. So one time there was Olympics, meaning in India there was a contest between amongst Indian maybe, I don't know.
Yes.
It took place in that swimming pool we were told. But we were not there. We had come over to Mehrabad, and we heard that being the largest swimming pool, it was held there.
Oh,
nice. Really lovely. And so there was a nice place also for to change and nice rooms and all that. So nice. So at last, Margaret taught us to swim, side stroke and whatnot. And she told us to dive. Mabri, we were all afraid to dive. And this is the place where Mani went down. It was girl
who told
us. Did they have a diving board?
Diving board at the other end where it was 20 feet deep.
She never did that. They were sleeping as
well. They were
Jay Baba.
Mira said after swimming they would come home and have rice and dal, and in the evening they would have curry and dal.
He was at that gap and he heard a sound and white sudden. So he couldn't believe, he just went down in the field, but he was very fortunate. Well, Baba went towards our window where the image is. There he saw him disappear. To there, Baba saw Baba stand there and there. You know, see him. So the night watching saw him also. That was in Sadra. Cautious saw him, being good. But this is twice on Baba's seclusion head. A farmer's wife in a hut, she was sitting outside the hut in his service. A very fine person she is. Very honest.
Remember, at night when you sit, when you close your eyes, you can see Baba.
In mind's eye. Mind's eye, no. Yeah. But that's what Tasavvur means. You know, shut your eyes and bring Baba's face and form in front of you. That's called Tasavvur.
When you remember the old days in Mehrabad, you can see Baba like he...
How do we?
When you remember all... the time you spent in Mehrabad when Baba was young and everything, it's clear.
That is very clear, and that comes very, most often means nearly every day I think of that. The Baba, I had seen Baba so young and so energetic and singing and talking and very lively, that's the word.
Vigorous.
Yeah, walking across the field, fast in his head, that is a sadra and slim Baba. And so, we were coming back and forth, as we were cooking all that, but we kept an eye on Baba also. So then when he came from there, there was an old house, a father still, that house was not there. That was newly built in 1938, I don't know when it was built. 39, whenever it was built, we don't know. My father even may know, but that house was not there. That old house that where Sushila stays and the... It's called, is it called?
Dharamshala.
That place was like old bungalow. Golden time for the for the general colonels, major, whoever they, I don't know, officers of the military, to live in that house. So that house was not supposed to be made permanent. That was made of very good earth. Earth bricks and all that, they say. So there were cracks in it and all that. So Baba had it mended. He would come around, help a little, sort of supervise unto this. And so Padri and unto who others were there. I don't know, maybe some were there. So they used to do that. So Baba used to be here, then he would come back, and then back and forth. And then he would come before 11 o'clock, you know. By 10 o'clock, he'd say, food ready. I said, oh, just 5 minutes, Baba. I said, no, I want now only, you know. So Baba, I said, his daughter's so on the fire, the daughter's cooked. It's, the thing is soft. Daughter's cooked. But she had to put a little bit of butter or fried, what do you call it? Mm-hmm. Garlic and butter and salt. And then, so then, Baba's plate was a metal plate, you know. Nothing, you must use that breaks.
Enamel
plate? Jai Baba's.
Like enamel plate?
No.
Metal, like stainless steel?
Brass or something.
Brass?
It was yellow. Copper brass. I don't know, but it was yellow. You're so fair, you have no idea. And he was fairer than you, Then I saw in the other room. But she has to work in the sun all the time. She has to keep watch on all the servants that come in the field to grow the sugar. You were there? We went to Mrs. Pratt's house for 3-4 days, I think, just that much. But Satrughan, this house is, Mrs. Pratt's house is here, very good road, what do you call locality. Bungalow garden like that. It's not congested with the shops and those kind of congested area, not there. That is in Dehradun. So from Dehradun, then you come here and turn this corner here. All beautiful gardens and houses of nice, wealthy people and whoever they were. Before there were many Europeans when we went there. It was not a European government, what we call it. The Europeans had left India, 47, then left. So it is now, so I don't know who they were living, didn't care. But Europeans built little cottages, beautiful bungalows, very, very lovely with gardens. So our car turned, Baba told us we want a nice place, a nice place. We've been walking without a roof over our head, and we went inside this caravan, and then we jumped on the stars, and we feel so cold. We're going towards the Himalayas every morning, more and more towards. I said, Baba, where are we going? It's getting colder and colder. It's not getting any warm. So Baba said, we're going to the north, and there. I said, no wonder it's getting more and more cold, and so on. Never mind. Then we went there, then on the station. Then we reached Najibabad. Walking, we reached Najibabad. We have no long stretch and walk, 15 miles, 17 miles, it's not a joke. Yeah. And so, and Duncan leading the White Horse, but we walked before all the whole procession of the Mandali. 1 mile or 1.5 mile further on, we have to start, and then they start. So they came rather late. We reached an afternoon hour. So by the time we'd been sitting under trees and resting on. And then the Kakaji and his, what do you call it, paraphernalia of cooking and all that, you know, Bagula means container, which he has to cook rice and dal and so on. Kakaji gets ready, the Mandali help him to find stones, you know, 3 stones for rice and 3 stones for the dal to cook. Huh? It was very cold, they couldn't make a fire and all, it was a great difficulty. They cooked some food for us and so on. But what I wanted is this. One time they got bhiksha, very good bhiksha they all. Got more, everybody gave them children more. So they had back full of bhiksha, you know. Lovely jawari with spinach. Spinach was in the containers, you know, metal containers. You must have seen in the museum, Baba's, you know, thing are there. The metal thing had all nice hot vegetable here, spinach, this, that. So there's enough to go around, so they're very happy. And so on, there were a lot of jawari bread and other things. And dry cooked things also was in this thing tied up, you know, in a sack. So they put it safe And then today, how do you say? Today they would not just have plain boiled rice and dal. They'll have good food of the, what do you call this? Of bhiksha, of the bhiksha, bhiksha, you know? You beg for food, that is bhiksha. So the, today, bhiksha food is so much. We all have nice hot spinach and that, and basin. Basin is made out of chickpea flour and all that. And so they had put a safe on the trees, and then they went to the well. There has to be a well. It's always we have to rest. I mean, a camp well is, there is a...
Well?
Orchard. Orchard. So it was a mango orchard, lovely well, far away. So we had to ask girls in this caravan had to be here under this tree, and far away the mandali then in the well. So this bhiksha was very carefully tied on the trees to keep it safe from the dogs, because the village, quarter of a mile away, there was a village. And they'll smell food and they might come. So who's keeping guard? No, everybody's doing the little fast first. They have to get comfortable, this and that, water, draw water, the animals, feed the animals, whatever they did. Nobody was there, and we were busy with our thing, unpacking for Baba's cups and saucers, maybe Baba's tea for us, and put a little carpet for Baba to sit. Everything brought out a little samovar. Samovar is a little thing with a tap in it, to fill water, and then you have a little tap, and you wash your hands. And so that Gavi used to go with a little pail to the well. She could go there, and she brought it and filled up somehow, then we could wash our hands, travesty in hands and feet and all that. So we were getting comfortable. Know what it is. Yes, so then what happened was this. The things were very safely tied up, you know, where the mandalas, things are just a little bit like that. What happened was this. The monkeys came. The monkeys came, they grabbed everything, they dropped everything, this earth and the soil, what do you call this? The dirt? What is called this? Earth.
Huh? Right on the ground.
On the ground, mud and all that. The lovely chapati, the nice bakri, you know, we call it millet bread. They wanted to eat millet bread after long. Oh, eating all the rice, they got for once, they got enough to eat. And the banking of it, they were looking forward to it. Everything was on the ground. And the monkey was grabbing and all that. And then we saw, we shouted, but it was too late. By the time the men come running, they'd all, their dirty hands and all, they could not eat. So that was experience they had, you know, Baba gave them something that you looking forward to on it and to eat nice things. Even that was taken away from them. That you have this boiled dal and rice. That I still remember. Maybe the Monday forgotten, but I remember it. So these things will happen sometimes. Once Kaka Bharia, this rotund means big nice. Yeah. And very short. Very, that you see, very fine person. And then Dr. Nilu is broad shouldered, nice. He has a full body, not skinny at all, well built, a nice long face, well fed and all that. So he was with Baba, new life. So they were told to go and ask a bhiksha, but it was very, very cold. So they have to put on all the warm things, you know, sweater and pullover and warm coat, all that. But they have to have a new life. Attire, that is the kafni, they must all wear the white kafni. So over all the warm things they had put on, they put on the kafni. So they look so big and broad. And so they went for the bhiksha. So when they went and tapped on one of the doors, you know, and then it was a man, I thought it was a woman, and he told me it was a man. Man came, hey Baba!
Oh, man.
Then this man came up and said, what do you want? They said, please, we want bhiksha. Bhiksha means he begged for food. He looked then up and down and said, what? You all look like wrestlers? You're strong and big? Can't you go and work for your food and, you know, work for and earn for yourself? No bhiksha here. You go and work and earn your own living. You're big and strong. So this man had not that good fortune to actually give, but just giving Baba if he had given food. The Baba told them to go. That is why the Hindus have, I don't know what nationality he was, but he was maybe an educated person, didn't believe in, and did not keep that rule. But Hindus have a rule that whoever comes to your house, whoever, wrong sadhu, you know, false sadhus, false ones, there are most of them are false. So they, amongst the false, maybe the dear one may appear, and we won't recognize them. So give food even to the false. In that attire, maybe the right one is there. You know what I mean? It happened to that. So Baba was right. one, and he thought he's a fake. But if he had given to the fake one, also it was given to Baba that time. But he was not fortunate enough, that man. He used his brain, not his heart. So how much important is that? A very nice and old-time Hindus always. Tiny little bit also must be bread and something like that. So this person goes from house to house in sadhu. Old time there are many sadhus, I remember now. Nobody gives a diksha there, the old sadhus disappear. And then there is many sadhus. two, three today, two, three tomorrow. Right? Then the fakirs. Fakirs are Mohammedans. They come in and they would sing a very nice song. Blesses the person who's going to give him alms, you know. 2 pais, 1 pais. It used to make them happy. But now if you give...